Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have a huge broadcast lined up for you today on the 5th day of April, 2007. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Dr. Stephen Jones, the physicist, will be joining us to go over the latest 9/11 inside job developments. And we've got William Rodriguez joining us, a hero, one of the heroes of 9/11 in the third hour with some important developments as well. I'm also now carrying his film with his speeches and presentations. It's excellent, up on Infowars.com. Yesterday at about 2:15, I got the idea to start a website with petitions to support Rosie O'Donnell. And within a few hours, well, really about 8, 9 at night, they had it up, but we never had, I guess, petition software or message board software ever on my websites, which we're going to do in the future. We're going to do it soon. And so we use the Halo Scan system, and like over 1,500 people signed up for it. It crashed their ridiculous system. I guess it's designed to not let you have that many. We've retrieved the signatures for the petition in support of free speech and Rosie O'Donnell. And this will take a while to get loaded onto another page saved, and then you can keep posting on the Holoscan, and then we'll move those to another page of your petition. And I want to get 10,000 of these by the end of the day up there. But we got to get it rolling first, which we're working on. It's important because CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC, mainstream broadcast television, magazines, newspapers are all calling Dennis Miller for Rosie O'Donnell's head, basically. And they're calling for her to be crucified for her free speech, for the First Amendment, to set the precedent that no one else go public. Do you understand? A whole gaggle of big Hollywood stars are inches from going public on 9/11 being an inside job. Do you realize that there is a domino effect of Air Force officers and Marine Corps officers and Army officers and Navy officers that have already gone public and that more and more are going public? It's in the hundreds now, and it's going to soon be in the thousands as it becomes safer for more and more people to come across the line. That's why this is important. We're not covering this because it's got a big TV host, movie star. She's been in a lot of movies. It's a Hollywood issue. We could care less. The point is, America pays attention to stars. This does take a lot of courage on Rosie O'Donnell's part. A lot of people are watching to see where she stuck her toe in the water in a pretty bold way. And we're going to see what happens here. We need to support her. This is destiny here. And we need to go up to the new website that we have started. And you need to go up to the supportrosie.com. We have links to it up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Go up there, link over to the site, and then send an email. Email everybody. Go to every message board and post it and tell them, sign the petition. We're going to physically have it register mailed. Just at the end of this week, we'll send the first 10,000, 20,000, whatever we've got, over to them. We're going to email it to them as well on the site. There's a place where you can contact and email ABC, phone numbers to ABC, ABC message boards, because this is important. O'Reilly and Fox News and CNN, and they're all doing it. I mean, now even mainline CNN are saying she needs to be fired, everybody hates her, she needs to be shut down. That's not the case, but they're trying to create that illusion. And so you need to go over to the new website we've launched, and we've gotten up. Hell, we could just put an email up there, and you can just email us your email in support of her as a petition, and we'll forward that. I mean, we'll get this done by hook or by crook. We will use carrier pigeon if need be.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
DefendRosie.com is the new website, DefendRosie.com. It says on the page there's close to 2,000 signatures since this went up late last night. We got the idea after the show yesterday to do this, and we used another message board system to embed it to do it to be quick. And the cheesy company doesn't like it when you get thousands of postings, and so we had to go in there and retrieve the signatures. And right now, the signature system is shut down. If we have to, we'll go to you just sending us emails, and we'll post those there onto the site because this has to move quick. We need to be able to go and say, we got 10,000 emails, 10,000 people signing the petition, and it says when you sign on to there that you support her right to free speech and that she shouldn't be fired. We need to be able to say in less than 24 hours we got 10,000 signatures, which would be absolutely no problem, but, you know, stupid technology glitches, which we're trying to get deeper and deeper into to get more resilient and to be able to do things ourselves, I guess. We're working on it. Folks are doing a good job there. Just get it out to everybody right now, defendrosie.com. If you forget the URL, we've got links up on prisonplanet.com. We've got links up on infowars.com directly to the new site. It has places where you can link through to Rosie O'Donnell's subpage and support her there on her blog. It's got links to the ABC site where you can send emails directly to the head honchos over there. And why do I say this? O'Reilly last night with Dennis Miller was calling for people nationwide to email and call ABC and Disney and say, fire her. They're saying it on CNN, Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh. I mean, it's just everywhere. I mean, folks, literally, we've got like 8 TV clips from yesterday. We might play one or two today. We just can't spend all day on this. We've got geopolitical news. We've got economic news. I want to take your calls. We've got a bunch of 9/11 news. But they're trying to set the precedent to shut down free speech. They're desperately trying to set the precedent to fire her, to create a chilling effect, to shut down everybody else that might defend her. So the best thing to do is to go to prisonplanet.com. Help us in this info war. This is a key battle right now. Go get the story that Paul Watson has written. Help defend Rosie and save free speech in America. Sign the petition. So, you know, at least people will see the petition and know the fight's going on. Go ahead and get the article out to everybody. And hopefully we'll get some type of message board up there on the side. I mean, it again, we had it and it was working, and then the stupid thing just won't take all those signatures, and Lord knows why. We're going to figure out message boards, and we're going to have big message boards on our sites in the near future. In the past, they just ascended into such mindless trolling and disinfo that we had one and we shut it down, but I don't even care. I'm just going to set up a big one. We're going to pick some good moderators, and as long as it isn't just total, you know, slander, or, you know, this person's got cocaine in their house or that person's a such and such, it's going to be free speech on them, and we're going to have big message boards on Prison Planet and InfoWars. I don't know, you know, why we send a dig and why we send a Halo scan, you know, as much traffic as Prison Planet gets. I don't know why we don't, but we're going to have that on the sites. You can absolutely put that in the bank and know that, because I'm tired of relying on other places and other organizations and other groups. I'm just busy trying to make a film. I apologize for not having this done correctly, but it's not our fault. Just the way things work. I was up here till 1:30 last night working on the new film, Endgame, and we're trying to grow. We're trying to do a better job. That's why it's important that you buy the books and videos that we carry and the films I've made off the secure online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com, because that's how we fund what we're doing and how we have enough personnel to be able to get the job done. All right, let me just go ahead and read this article Paul Watson wrote. Help defend Rosie and save free speech in America. Rosie O'Donnell has been savagely attacked by talking heads on major news networks and others simply for exercising her First Amendment right to ask questions about 9/11, questions that are shared by the majority of family members of the victims. A relentless campaign on behalf of the anti-American haters of free speech is underway to force ABC to fire O'Donnell from her position as a host on The View with 30 million viewers. The petition was created to show that a significant and vocal number of Americans recognize and support Rosie O'Donnell's stance in displaying the highest form of patriotism, asking questions of government and demanding the truth about what really happened on September 11th. Sign the petition now, click here. And when that rocket's ready to lift off, you can go do that. And it continues, calls for Rosie to be fired, censored, and in one case, even executed. That's right, they're calling for her murder on television now, ladies and gentlemen. They're calling for her death. Calls for Rosie to be fired, censored, and in one case, even executed, came after Rosie simply raised the question of what caused WTC Building 7 to collapse on September 11th. WTC 7 was a 47-story building in the WTC complex that was not hit by a plane, yet collapsed in a perfect symmetrical implosion at freefall speed in the late afternoon of September 11th. If the collapse of the building was an accident, why were Ground Zero personnel, firefighters, and police told to vacate the area surrounding Building 7 in advance because the structure was, quote, going to be brought down? If the collapse did not involve the use of demolition charges, why did NYPD officer Craig Bartmer report bombs, and I've interviewed him personally, face-to-face, tearing down the building as he ran away from it. Why did WTC Complex leaseholder Larry Silverstein admit on 2002 PBS documentary that WTC 7 was deliberately pulled? To pull is industry jargon for controlled demolition. Why was NIST changed its explanation for the collapse of Building 7 on several different occasions, and why to this day has it still not come to a conclusion? How can fire damage have caused the building, which has been structurally reinforced, to collapse in free fall when photos taken immediately before it fell show limited fires confined sporadically to just 8 floors? And now they claim that a third of the building or something was knocked off. That's a total lie. They show another building's photo. We've caught them doing that. You show the actual damage. It's just a little corner has been bashed. Why did the news networks let CNN and BBC report the collapse of WTC 7 over 20 minutes before the building actually fell? Why are news networks like Fox, CNN, and MSNBC so eager to throw out ad hominem insults and employ smear tactics against Rosie O'Donnell simply for raising these kinds of questions, yet universally refuse to debate the cold hard facts surrounding Building 7? Why are enemies of free speech attempting to have Rosie O'Donnell thrown off the air simply for discussing the issue? Show your support for Rosie's stance, for the survival of free speech in America, and for a full investigation of what really happened on 9/11 by signing the petition. Send a message to those that wish to create a chilling atmosphere of intimidation that their anti-American assault on the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment will be repelled by a substantial and sustained counterattack. And you know what? Just go to ABC. Go to the website that we set up, defendrosie.com, and just it says contact ABC. Hit them there. Hit them there. That's up. You can hit them there. Go right there and send them emails. And tell them, we know it's an inside job. You can't stop the truth from coming out. 84% in major polls believe that there's a cover-up of 9/11. 36% are willing to say total inside job. And we are going to boycott Disney if you fire her. Because that's what they're saying on CNN, on Fox, on MSNBC. They're saying, don't go to Disney World. Don't worry, I won't anyways, because they RFID you with a bracelet and thumb scan you to get in. Total brainwashing. But tell them, I'm not taking my children, I'm not going to Disneyland in California or Disney World in Orlando, Florida. If you're over in France, tell them you're not going to their Disney Europe, that monstrosity, or Disney Japan, or wherever you're at. You call them, you let them know, you let those corporates know that, and you call into these talk radio shows, and you don't let them blacklist 9/11 truth. Let me tell you how important this is. Bush is going to leave office in a year and a half. A lot of 9/11 truth momentum will be dampened at that time because it'll be seen that he's gone, Hillary will be in, or Chuck Hagel or some other monster, and who, of course, are all part of the same New World Order system, and it'll just keep moving forward, and still it'll be a big movement, and we can never stop it. 9/11 truth, as I've said, is the key. Because it takes their tool of false flag terror away, and it shows just how ruthless and criminal these individuals are. If we don't take 9/11 away from them, that they used to pose as saviors, that they used to pose as the good guys and the heroes, if we don't do that, they're going to use it to kill America. Either 9/11 is going to be a dagger to be plunged into the heart of America, or it is going to literally be something that saves this country and backfires on the New World Order and becomes a shield and a sword for the Republic to rise against the New World Order. Okay, that's the bottom line, and they know that. They said it's the foundational catalyzing event of the New World Order. We must attack the fraud. We must attack this cult-like religion that is based on nothing but lies. We have got to do it. And right now, the front-line fight, right now, the most important fight is this Rosie O'Donnell issue in this theater of the fight on 9/11. You know, we have a clip coming up later of an, and she says, GD, I don't think I'm going to play it. It's in a video clip that's up on, should be up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. I've been requesting it go up since yesterday, and it should be up there. Amazing, amazing piece put together. And the mother shows the picture of her daughter who died on 9/11, and he says, President Bush took my daughter and used her name for his war in her back. And that's exactly what we're doing. You understand? They don't just kill us. They take the names of those they killed and they take them unto themselves and they say all the evil they're doing is in their name. Can you imagine they murder them and then murder others in the name of those they've murdered? This is too unbelievable. It's too evil. Well, they're right back. Stay with me.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Here's the deal. You're going to continue to be able to sign the petition, but we're going to launch a new petition system sometime today. So we'll take all the old signatures, transform into another format, have those posted at defendrosie.com, and then you'll just have the new petition system, and we'll just put those two numbers together. Tomorrow I'm going to shoot a video here in studio with the thousands of petitions in my hand. I'm going to print them off. And I'm going to put a YouTube out saying, here are the thousands of petitions. Those little snakes those little neocon snakes who, after 2 days of Fox News promoting their anti-Rosie website, Fire Rosie, only had a few thousand signatures. And when you go look, you can't put a comment like you can on ours. It's just a name, but it'll be like Ronald McDonald or Rosie Rules or Inside Job. Most of the people on there are against them, and they're using those numbers to go all over TV going, look, we've got thousands. And they've got a stack of stuff that says Ronald McDonald and Inside Job and, you know, Love Rosie. Okay? Well, you can go up to our petition, which our guys did a great job, and they built a whole website, got it launched, and counted on some, you know, I told them to get, use Holoscan because we were having trouble installing a message board ourselves, which we're going to do. So, and remember, they're updating websites while they're at it. They're running my IT stuff while they're at it. We just don't have the personnel. That's why you need to support us. That's why I should spend more time. I think I spent like 1 minute and 3 hours yesterday plugging my videos. And then I look at the bank account and I don't have money to hire more people. And I don't mean to talk about this on air. It's just that we're in an info war here, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why we need your support. But right now, Rosie needs your support. Because if they're able to get her fired and then spin it, it's going to scare. Because believe me, folks, they know that 2 weeks ago a whole bunch of high-powered Hollywood people met in secret in L.A. I was invited but was given 2 days' notice. Just I didn't go. I probably should have, but I'm tired, folks, and I'm, I can't do everything. Most people kill to be in a, in the secret room in Hollywood. But the point is that I'm just ready for them to go public. When they go public, I don't care whose shows they go public on. Just go public and get the word out. Okay? And, Charlie Sheen hit the barbed wire in this pop culture where that's God, where that's King, and it had a huge effect. You resonated with his courage. You picked up on that. Now Rosie's done it, and she's got tens of millions of women that are big fans of her. They're now all talking about it. 9/11 truth is exploding, and I'm telling you, if you really want to see George Bush arrested, and that can happen, you just envision that, and you move forward in the real world to take action to make sure that happens. If you want to see Dick Cheney arrested, if you want to see the MI6 and Mossad agents clearly involved in 9/11 arrested, if you want to see this criminal government fall, if you want to see Bill Clinton clearly involved in the setup of all of this arrested, if you want to see the Rockefellers go into prison, it can happen. You're already seeing a lot of them getting indicted and a lot of them, you know, on the run and in trouble and getting out of the country. I mean, there are already over 100 countries that a bunch of these guys can't go to because there's indictments on them. Major European nations on Henry Kissinger and others. So, and they're not as arrogant as they were in the past now. They're beginning to realize they're in trouble. But I'm telling you, we've got to grow exponentially 9/11 truth now in the year and a half we've got before George Bush leaves office. We have got to hammer this drum like we never have. There's a great organization that I've learned of, I believe it's called the 11th Day, where every 11th day of the month, I know they've been having that here in Austin for about a year, on the 11th day of the month. I don't know if that started here, but I know they've been doing that here, but it's a website, an organization. They put a great video together that I saw last night that literally brought tears to my eyes. It's up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Get that out to everyone. This deserves to be seen. It's only 3.5 minutes long. It literally says it all in that 3.5 minutes. We are going to win this fight with God's help and with you taking action. And this is so important right now that everybody go to defendrosie.com, that you get that URL, that you get it out to everyone, that you sign the petition, and that you also contact ABC and you tell them, look, we know your military-industrial complex. We understand that. But understand this, we will never go to your Disney World FEMA Center training camp. We will never buy any of your garbage products. We will stop watching The View if you fire Rosie O'Donnell over going public on 9/11 truth. And folks, again, there are people that dwarf her. Of the top five people in Hollywood, three of them are 9/11 truthers. I have directly talked to two of them and know a high-level associate of the third. Of the biggest five, three of them constantly are obsessed with 9/11 truth. One of them has known since days after 9/11 happened. Okay? We need them to go public. And Rosie is a test case. We'll be right back to get into other news. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402.
9 guys doing the perp walk for your indiscretion with 9/11. We know that you all get it.
Again, folks, it is 100 times more powerful when you actually go to prisonplanet.com. This is the most powerful short 9/11 truth piece I've ever seen. I mean, you've got to, that's only about half of it. You've got to go up to prisonplanet.com right now, and we have it posted, and get this video clip and get it out to everybody because it says it all. And I tell you, when it shows that Iraqi woman with her son dying in her arms, and you can just see how she lovingly, she's very calm, she just puts her head down and puts her cheek up against his after he's been cluster bombed. I mean, it made me cry last night. And I literally watched this clip like 10 times. I just, it is so well done. And I am so thankful. I am so honored that I woke up to the New World Order. I am humbled that I know about the New World Order, that I learned about it, and that I stood up and fought it, and that I have had some effect. I know I'm not the best at what I do, but at least I'm in the fight, and you're in the fight, and I feel this sense of kinship with you. I feel this sense of brotherhood and sisterhood, and that we're all together. I can feel your strength. I can feel the power of humanity led by God's Holy Spirit literally rising against the darkness of the New World Order. And just to be able to have this sense of true belonging with a real community of loving, intelligent, involved, compassionate, engaged people is the most valuable and precious and wonderful thing in my life, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the feeling of love that I only have for my children, I now feel that love for you. It is so amazing. We are family. We are brothers and sisters, and I love you. I love your courage. I love your honor. I love your strength. I love the art you produce and the things you do and the courage you've shown and the things you've stood up against and the miles you've walked. I just am one with you, and I can feel your spirit. We are together. This is so wonderful. And I tell you right now, folks, I know things now about Rosie O'Donnell, and as I've said, she's been silly and ignorant in the past, but she's got guts, and guts is enough. And somebody was trying to contact me for 2 weeks who'd met with her and had talked with her and had been to her house and had dinner with her, and I was so busy I didn't get in contact with them, and they sent me the photographs and the information, and they told me what I already knew by looking in her eyes. I mean, Rosie O'Donnell has been crying. She is freaked out. She doesn't even know whether, you know, she should basically stay in this country, ladies and gentlemen. It has totally blown her worldview. It's not liberal or conservative anymore. She's come face to face with the New World Order. She's been hit by a thunderbolt and knocked off her horse, ladies and gentlemen. And that's going to happen to more and more people. And they can kill some of us, and they can ruin some of us, but they can't kill the truth, and they can't kill ideas, and they can't kill the love we've got for humanity and the children being killed by this New World Order. And we stand against the New World Order, and we're going to defeat the New World Order. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we are part of history. We have now stepped into the flow of history. We are now actors in history. We are not on the sideline like Karl Rove told the New York Times. He said, America and the world mean nothing. He said, none of you count. We run everything. We control history. No, you don't. And you do not expropriate and take the names of the dead women and children and men that you killed on 9/11 and take them under your evil and use their strength for your power. We take it back from you. And you do not take the name of America and our soldiers that you put in harm's way and died, and you do not take the reflected glory, and you do not take the reflected honor and the reflected courage of those people who do believe they're fighting for America and take it unto yourself. You do not take their names anymore. You do not do this in our names anymore. You do not do this in our names anymore. You do not do this in America, in the United States' name anymore. We need to rebuke these devils, rebuke the New World Order, and stand against them. All right, we have him scheduled for the next 5 minutes. It's very important to take action in this fight. It's important to have firearms and ammunition, have them properly stowed, know how to properly use them. I don't want you buying guns unless you go out, and if you weren't raised with them especially, you need to go out and take 5-10 lessons. You need to know how to use that handgun or shotgun or rifle. You need to practice with it. But you need to have it. You need to have guns. You need to have ammunition. You need to have storable foods. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to have water filtration systems. And you need to be ready. Okay? Because God knows what these killers are going to do. I mean, their CFR, that of course told you about the 9/11 attacks and said get ready for them, they're saying we will be nuked. All this stuff will happen. I don't know, folks. I just know these criminals are capable of anything. And we do have a sponsor coming up with us, Adam Locke from New Millennium Concepts. And Adam, it's great to have you with us today. People need to get prepared. Thank you for joining us.
Alex, thank you. Always a pleasure to be on your show. We certainly appreciate you allowing us a little bit of time to talk about water and what's going on with water and why you really should consider a water filtration or purification system. And it's not just what's coming up, it's what's currently going on in the water, too. Water in the news, I love talking about this stuff because it's here. It's happening now. In England, for example, water customers are going to have to foot the bill for a 2 billion pound super sewer system to stop the sewage from ending up in their wonderful Thames River. The 20-mile tunnel that they're going to build is going to catch raw sewage and rainwater discharge. This stuff is spewing into the river anytime they have a heavy rainfall. Estimated 32 million tons a year overflows into that river alone. Albany, New York, testing uncovers elevated lead levels in the drinking water of 6 Albany elementary schools. Of course, Alex, I'm sure you know.
Look, the water is so dirty. I don't know how anyone out there doesn't filter it. I mean, here's an example. I use Big Berkey's in the office. I give them as gifts. But yesterday I had water people over, you know, putting whole filters on my entire house. I mean, I just spent big money. Folks, I believe in this. This is real. And you're nuts if you don't at least filter the water going down your gullet.
And you can't even trust the bottled water. The FDA last week reissued a warning for consumers not to drink a particular brand because it has arsenic in it. 5 separate types of this product have been recalled since March 7th. Even the bottled water.
Look, I know 95% of our audience who's educated and informed is just so in the habit of drinking tap water that they know you're telling the truth, Adam, but they're not calling. And, folks, I mean, this is something simple. I mean, if not for you, yeah, the old term, and it's true, the children. I mean, I try to get my children to drink out of glasses, too, even when they were little, because the dioxin in the plastic. I mean, I'm sorry the world's full of all these dangers, but I'm telling you, the herbicide, the pesticide, the oil, I mean, Austin supposedly has good water, and I was reading they do water testing every week here in Austin, the allowable levels in the town where I live. I mean, it is a witch's brew, Adam.
I know. And it's all over the world, Alex. It's not just here in the U.S. The Minister for Environment over in Ireland throwing fits. They've come up with cryptosporidia contamination in the water there in Galway. 125 people hit, 90,000 potential homes and businesses at risk. The Berkey systems are designed with simplicity in mind, Alex. You know that. It's a very, very simple point-of-use system to purify your water. You've got things running from 1.5 up to 6 gallons in size. You can purify from 2 to 25 gallons an hour. So this is what they're for. They're to take care of you, take care of your family.
Now, I buy the extra filter because it cuts out all the bacteria, everything down to non-detectable levels. I mean, this is a new scanner with electron microscopes. But one thing, fluoride is so small, it even goes through reverse osmosis. It even goes through these gravity systems. You have to get a post-filter, which we have at the one at the office, and then it reduces it, I'd say, by 80%, where you only get if you kept 4 or 5 gallons a day, but that should be for your drinking water. Now, the regular system reduces the fluoride. It just doesn't knock it all out. I mean, it's that hard. There are There aren't very many even on the market. And that's why I found Berkey nine years ago. I was looking for filters that knocked out fluoride, and you were one of the few. In fact, I couldn't find any then. Now I think there are a couple. I mean, explain how tough fluoride is.
The problem with fluoride and arsenic reduction is to add those into the elements, our purification element, it would make them unwieldy in size. They'd just be simply too big. So we had to come up with something, and it's a post-reduction filter, as you said, that attaches to the bottom of the purification element. And even at that, it's only going to run 6 months before the media inside it is expired. Fluoride and arsenic, some nasty stuff.
You're literally dealing with a chemical weapon attack by the New World Order, folks, and I'm sorry, that's what it takes. And, I mean, I love my children, so I go through this regimen, and my children look better than all the other children. Their eyes literally burn with electric life force. The other kids are zombie, you know, children, most of them. And, I mean, this is what it takes to not let them put the fluoride in that attacks the key pituitary and other glands that are literally, scientists have said, you know, are the glands associated with the soul. And this is the New World Order, folks. They traffic in the souls of men, as Revelation says, and I don't know why you drink fluoride when Pulitzer Prize-winning books on World War II say that Hitler used it in the camps. That is a historical fact. I don't care how many Dr. Strangelove movies say we're kooks, Adam.
Well, you know, fluoride is not allowed in the water in many European countries. That's a socialized health system, and the government would have to pay for the health problem, so they're not going to. Further, you know, it's used in aggressive bulls to calm them down. And it's a transgenerational contaminant. It's a moving target.
It's ugly. That's right. It passes on. It's one of the few things that passes through the placenta into the fetus. It's absolutely wicked. And, of course, my parents didn't know this when I was growing up, so I'm not, I did pass on some fluoride to my children, but at least they're not getting all the continual contamination. Here is the number, 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com, and in the comment section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special to get discounted prices and free gifts like free filtration sports bottles, potassium iodate, sheltering in place DVD films. Again, ladies and gentlemen, BerkeyWater.com. You can link through at the banner on InfoWars.com or order on the shopping cart of InfoWars.com. We fax the orders over daily at InfoWars.com. Just tell them it's an Alex Jones special, 888-803-4438. Adam Locke, thanks for joining us.
Alex, thank you. Always a pleasure.
It's always great to have you on. We have him on at least once a week now because I hadn't had Debbie on in like a month, and I said, what am I doing? Why aren't I promoting water more? It supports the show. It's a sponsor, and it's something we can do. I mean, it's something concrete because a few weeks ago I started getting madder and madder just thinking about how they put stuff in our water, how they put it in our air, how they just a bunch of scum. And I'll tell you what really made me refocus on this. I'm doing all this eugenics research for the new film. And the problem is there's too much evidence. I mean, now I'm thinking about making a three-part series. I was going to put it all in Endgame, and I'm now trying to think of, you know, giving it a sub-headline, you know, part one in the series. Because I can make a whole film. I can make 10 films on eugenics alone. This is a film that just one-third of the film is about eugenics. And, I mean, too much evidence. Folks, I'm reading stuff where they're openly talking about how they were going to poison you and vaccinate you and dumb you down with chemicals. Now I'm reading the stuff that Aldous Huxley wrote, and that's why he wrote the book in the 30s. In 33, he wrote a book about genetic engineering and dumbing people down at birth and or in the womb. And then he gave a speech in 62 before he died at Berkeley saying, this is the real government plan. I'm just warning you about it. I've been in the government facilities. And his brother, of course, ran the UN's program on this. He was the director general of UNESCO. And I remember reading, well, he says it's real. Well, now I've read the stuff he was reading in the 30s, man. These people are nuts, okay? We are in a science fiction horror movie. You understand this? People are busy arguing about Republican, Democrat. That is a total matrix of disinformation. And I've always said that because, you know, I mean, I meant it to a certain extent. Now I'm beginning to realize it's totally fake. I mean, it's totally fake, ladies and gentlemen. And it's all about the illusion of a debate going on and the illusion that they're still in power. I mean, it's just, I just can't believe how innocent and good things are in the world, how much goodness there is, how much beauty. And I see that, and I'm like smiling. I love it. And then I look at the New World Order, and it's like, what in the world is this? I mean, it is the things these people have done. I try to make this point. 200 million plus people they killed? How many sports stadiums of 100,000 people is that? And you know, yuppies and trendies and nerds, I'm a nerd myself, but you know what I mean, the nerd type who just giggle and laugh at everything. They tune into this show, man, and I see their comments later, and they go, that guy's nuts, he's crazy. Man, I wish I was nuts and crazy, okay? This stuff's real! Okay? It's real! This isn't a game! They're hurting so many innocent people. They're hurting so much beauty. They get away with so much. I just want to see them beaten. I want to see them with their guts stomped out, folks. I want to see these criminals and bullies and sickos where they deserve to be, 6 feet under. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called SlenderFX. SlenderFX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of SlenderFX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of SlenderFX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Riders on the storm.
We're all riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm.
You only live one time. Make a count for yourself.
Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
You know, there's a killer on the road.
There's a killer on the road.
His brain is squirming.
His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
Yep.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Look, I want to take calls today, and we're going to do it for Dr. Stephen Jones. Coming up, we're going to get on right as the next hour starts. The good news is the sailors were released. Ahmadinejad released them. And again, I'm no fan of any government, ladies and gentlemen. It's always going to be corrupt. But Iran, compared to the New World Order, is Tinkerbell. And expanding on that, the British, 3 days ago, 2.5 days ago, were in the London Guardian, and the Foreign Office said, okay, there was some navigational mistakes made. We've told Iran. Now, that was in the news. But they said, okay, we're being diplomatic behind the scenes. We made some mistakes. Iran said, oh, that's it. They're released. Thank you. And, again, the Foreign Office had to admit that, quote, mistakes were made, which Tony Blair then ignored, and the media then pretty much ignored. It was in the back of the paper. Because the former head of their maritime administration, who before that ran that very sector, said, well, they were in the no man's land and probably up in the, it was hard to tell, but into Iranian waters, and they were searching boats, and we would have arrested them if they were that far over into our waters, into Iraqi waters. I mean, look, they've got people grabbing their diplomats, shooting their people. U.S. Special Forces are in Iran. That's admitted by our own news. Can you imagine if Iranian troops were running around bombing things here in the U.S.? And so Iran then sees these patrol boats coming up into its waters. Again, the guy that ran this for Britain said British troops would have arrested them. Okay? So he's been in the position of running the Persian Gulf and then at the national, international position of running it all. In the British government, he's been a Lord High Commissioner, all that. So you ought to go read the guy's bio. We've had him on before on other issues. That's just the facts. And so now Blair's spinning it going, because Ahmadinejad said, well, the British apologized, so we let him go. And then after Britain gets him back, notice they didn't say that until they got him back. And then Britain, after they got him back, said, no, we never said that. And I wonder out of those 15 if they'll get one of them to come out and say they were pressured. But see, the problem is it'll be like Private Lynch then. Others will say, no, we weren't pressured. No, those Marines were ordered to go into there. I guarantee you they were scared to death when they were doing it. They knew what they were doing. The British had just changed the maps and claimed they controlled Iranian waters. They knew they were going to get grabbed, probably. So, of course, I mean, they weren't tortured, they weren't pressured, they weren't raped with battery acid like the Army report says people were at Abu Ghraib. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's not Grindhouse. You know, it's not some Quentin Tarantino movie like Terror Planet. All at the Grindhouse. It was the real world at Abu Ghraib and 20-something other camps and Camp X-Ray and secret camps around the world. It was pliers and toddlers. White House report. And I hear all these ninnies on talk radio. They have it. They were torturing. The Iranians are so evil. And I heard those same whiners calling in when the torture news was big a year ago going, good, torture them. Jack Bauer gets tough on 24. You're scum. Can you imagine those soft cowards if they got tortured? Can you imagine the scum? You're not our countrymen. Stop calling yourselves American.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.